Hey folks, Tim Plett here. Just a quick word about this podcast. Sometimes at the table, one of the things we love to do is get conversation going. On a Sunday morning, we're a relatively small group, so we can do this in a gathering. We don't have to kind of break off into another format or program. And we've been poking around in some ideas about compassion for a few weeks. Feels like an utterly necessary thing for us to do a better job of as humans at this point in our shared history. In fact, it feels, not to be too melodramatic about it, but it feels like do or die on lots of days. And that's coming from somebody for whom circumstances are really quite lovely and generous. In any case, as you'll hear in the live recorded intro, what we did this particular morning was I handed out some quotes or ideas about compassion, and each one kind of had an assignment with it for the person or persons that took that particular one. And then we got folks to respond with their ideas, and we discussed them together. We didn't even nearly get through half of what I brought, which is what usually happens. Because when we get our ideas into community and we converse with them, especially if we're in a space that feels safe and open, our ideas tend to expand. That's one of the things that happens when we take a risk in community. And it's also one of the things that happens when we practice compassion, is that our understanding of not just compassion as an idea, but also as a practice expand. And also our capacity for caring for those and walking with those not like us expands. And that feels like the thing that the world needs more than anything right now. So the intro is pretty short. It's not a full talky bit, but hopefully it can inspire you to consider some of your own thoughts about compassion. If you're intrigued and you want to know what the discussion questions were that we were using, you can send me an email, tim@thetablewinnipeg.com, tim@thetablewinnipeg.com, and I'll send you the questions, and you can convene your own group. It can be a group of one, or you can get the whole gang together at the coffee shop and go for it. Anyway, thanks for listening. It's delightful to be able to share the life of our community with a wider community. And I appreciate you taking the time. Peace. So we've been poking around in ideas about compassion for the last few weeks. And as I said in the blurb, I am can easily be judged guilty of just kind of going, that idea is so, that's so interesting, that's so satisfying, let's just stay in idea land. Let's just always stay in idea land and not enact things, because they feel pretty lively in my mind. They feel enacted. And I know better by life experience. I know that that feeling in my brain about an idea is not the same as interaction of that idea. It's not the same as putting feet on the ground and engaging with that idea. So I know that cognitively, cerebrally, but I need to know it in other ways. And especially when it comes to something like compassion, one of the ideas that we touched on when we were sort of introducing this whole batch of reflections was the idea that compassion, although it's related to empathy, is not the same thing, and the difference between the two is actually very important. Empathy is feeling with someone else's feelings. Super important. Really valuable, good to cultivate. Compassion is actually acting. So compassion has this kind of a utility about it that empathy might not. It's actually plugging that empathy in to something. And not only that, by definition, the word compassion comes from a Latin root, compati, which means to suffer with. By definition, compassion means not just seeing someone else's suffering and feeling some resonance from it, but engaging with it. And because of the meaning of the word itself, one of the things that's implicit in the idea of compassion is that compassion is something we enact with those that are not like us. It's built right into the word. So we've actually spent a lot of time in our explorations dealing with this
these questions or exploring these questions of how do you actually engage with someone that's not like you? And how do you engage with someone in a positive and caring way with someone who is not only not like you, but maybe not like you in ways that really back you up, that really back you away, that really make you, repel you? It's challenging stuff, for sure. What I want to do this morning, because compassion, by definition, requires helping those that we don't relate to, those not like us, what I want to do this morning is I want to just get us into, I don't know, groups of two, like not big groups, because we're not a big group, and I've got lots of idea possibilities here, and it's going to be a random draw. You can do this on your own if you'd rather not be in a group. How many of you here have had a group experience where you did all the work? Right. That would be most of us, right? And everybody got an A, but it's hard not to feel resentment. So I've got a whole bunch of them. And what these all are quotes about compassion. Okay, so they're ideas about compassion. And then what I've appended to them are sort of some STEM questions or sort of starter things to assignments, stuff to do with that idea, all right? So there's no wrong answers. So you can't blow it in terms of, you know, getting it wrong. On the other hand, if you're the sort of personality for whom getting the right answer is very important, your answer is the right one. So you're going to feel great. Okay? Anyway. What I want us to do is get these out there. You can have a few minutes with them, and then we're just going to go around the room. They're numbered, but we don't need to do this in any particular order. I just did that because that's how my brain works when I'm making a long list. It helps me keep it organized. And then we're going to talk. You can tell us what your thoughts are about whichever one you had in your hand. And if we're having so much fun and going so fast that we get them all done, I'll have more, because there's more here than we are.